Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I mean, the crosstalk never.
I already know this is going to be a good day.
It never fails.
This is going to be a good day.
Always appreciation to DNM Auto Leasing for giving us that opportunity.
Do you guys understand the flashback I'm having here?
Yes. I feel bad, actually, that we've done this to
you. You guys had a question of the day, like, when are you convinced you're right and everybody else is wrong? That was me in that situation where guys were furious
like, no,
with me that I was trying to protect them because they thought I was sabotaging their chance for these incredible riches. And it was like, I was so unpopular. I'm trying to help them.
They're just like, Seth's a hater.
Hey, Seth should have come up with his own scheme.
Seth needs to go on a long walk. Clear your head.
Once he knew all of these marks existed, you did the right thing by not coming up with your own scheme together.
I think that would have been great. Come up with the scheme, get them for the money, but just hold it for him. So give it back to him on the back end. You know what I mean? Like, I scammed you, but also now you know that's how easy it is to get scammed.
And that is how you become your brother's keeper right there.
And then you just take a small 2% fee for the cost of keeping
the education.
Money safe. Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, let's get going here on this Thursday. It's going to be a fun one, I promise, if the question of the day is any indication. Also, 11:20, we talk to Ndi Kalu, as we often do. Plus, maybe the thing that I'm most excited for in this show, with all of the feelings, and that's what I will use, feelings that we have towards this Texans offense, I want to hear from the man at the helm of it. Nick Haley is talking to the media at 1:30, so right about then, we'll hear what he has to say for himself.
That's appointment listening.
I need to hear it, big dog. I need to hear what you're talking about. But for right now, let us celebrate another silver boot for the Houston Astros, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Houston Astros, another victory for your Astros.
He led
at
with
Dyke
the
Park.
Silver boot.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
Would you like me to alphabetize the list?
Go ahead. I'm starting with winners around here, man.
We in a tight race. Yeah. That silver boot might not matter.
Yeah, silver boot.
Well, I mean,
although they did put that silver
you
boot
about
in
to
the
get
ass.
You close to getting the silver boot if you don't pick up these games.
Well, in addition to winning the silver boot, because of that, and because shout out to the person who the manual operators, the outfield scoreboard, giving us the update at Dyke Park yesterday. The Mariners also lost, so the Astros back up in the AL West by a half game. Like, all those things happened last night. What was the most important thing, or what do you think was the most important thing that happened last night for the Astros? 713-572-4610. Because I think that there's actually a number of things.
Oh, I think I have an answer. You guys were boots on the ground attending the game, so I'm very curious your thoughts, you and Figgy, and I know T-Mill was
there
as well.
We almost touched the grass. We was close.
That was close, huh? I saw your pictures. That was badass. For me, one on the field last night, one mentioned. The one on the field, I feel like Jose Altuve starting to feel it a little bit.
Interesting.
Again.
Okay, that wasn't even one of the ones I was thinking about.
Starting to feel it again. Back in the groove a little bit. This series, he owns the Rangers. The most home runs, most RBIs, highest batting average against the Rangers in his career of all the teams in MLB.
Yeah, shout out to the Arlington Rangers for giving you a jump start on Jose Altuve, something that's really, really important.
You know which team he has his third best numbers of all the teams in the major leagues?
Could it possibly be a team that you will see this weekend?
It is the Seattle Mariners. So that to me was like, all right, Jose, we've been up and down with this thing, you know, all season long. maybe Rangers kickstarts him. He's got the Mariners. He loves seeing their uniforms. He loves the big moments. That's one. And then the other one for me was, we're dumb. We're so dumb.
I've often said that.
I really think Paredes is going to play. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Drink the Kool-Aid, yeah, baby.
I really do. I think that because even the way they lie and everything else, you know, when it comes to injuries and such, I mean, he flat out said, we expect him this weekend. You know, we expect him this week. That's even for them. That's pretty bold if it doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. Like, I think that would be huge. Pursuant to what you were talking about, and we'll talk about all the things that were happening there because it was really fun, especially being in the building for this one. I thought that, I mean, look, this was the biggest challenge of this particular series. And admittedly, this is not a great offensive team in the Rangers. They've dealt with a lot of injuries. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, obviously, on this side of the state. But when you get up there and Jacob DeGrom is on the mound, admittedly slowing down, but Jacob DeGrom he's still handling his business. I thought the way that you started up was very important. Mm-hmm. And Joe Espada did too. We'll hear from him in just a minute. But just yesterday, one of the things I was talking about that I was sounded like hopium, and it was hopium, but mm-hmm. It's like, yo, your 1-2-3 batters all made impacts in that 6-5 victory that you had yesterday. And again, they did that, but not just in the game at some point, right out the gate. This is Joe Espada talking about the approach that they took to Jacob DeGrom.
It was very important. I thought, you know, he started the first pitch of the game with a slider. It's the same way he started Pena in Arlington, and I remember Jeremy swung on that first pitch. Jeremy took it, and then from there on, we just built our approach, and we're going to make him, you know, kind of close to us. We got to see him up. We have to really make this guy throw the ball over the plate. And he's one of the best pitchers in the game, so I'm proud of our effort and how we went about our business.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they had him throw, what was it, damn near 30 pitches in the first inning. They got after a pitcher early. They established the tone to try and give their offense an opportunity to get some runs on the board. And that's what they did. Two runs out the gate. And that gives the starter, whoever it is, a little bit of leeway. I mean, Christian Javier gave up two runs in the second, right after that, top of the second. But it did not matter as much because it wasn't 2-0 at that point. It was 2-2. You still had a game that you can go and play in. And I think that being aggressive, but not just aggressive, but
selective on the pitches.
Being selective and getting yourself out to a good start matters so much for this particular Astros team. And it feels like Jeremy Pena, 1, Carlos Correa, 2, and as you mentioned, Jose Altuve, 3, at least as that was stacked today, or yesterday rather. That was very important in getting that going. All of those guys, I mean, they collectively had 5 runs, or the 5 runs that you had. It came out of that. Those guys, I think that's a huge portion of what you were able to do in this series, and that should bode well, I think, going into a Mariners series this weekend.
Absolutely, and then the other thing that they showed is a very Astros, traditional Astros-type thing. You mentioned they came back and tied it. What the Astros do 2 innings later? 2 more runs. Then you know, they added on late. So it was – look, we all know we're sort of walking on eggshells with this squad. But I think it was about as promising as you could get going into the biggest series of the season. I mean, flat out, period, no argument, the biggest series of the season.
I'm interested that we both came with that same answer or that similar answer because there is something to be said about, hey, Christian Javier giving you six innings of pretty good base, pretty good pitching. Because the coming along had it's something that you had to have from him. But I was at least, I don't know about you, in the place where I was no longer depending on the idea that Christian Javier would be solid. But you needed that for this win, which, one, gets you the, obviously wins you the silver boot, but that gives you the tiebreak, which it feels like this win also pushed the Rangers out of your vantage point. But who knows with the remaining nine games and how this goes.
I mean, they're 5 games back now.
Right? Like, yeah. They are further back, but you get that tiebreak. And I think that this helps you if you end up in like a three-way for some reason, right? But look, getting this win was important, and you needed Christian Javier to go six innings because your bullpen is so shallow.
Yeah.
Man, that was huge to have Christian Javier look like he could handle a regular quality start on the mound.
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. I don't know what to expect from Christian Javier right now. It's been sort of up and down as well. But to get it there with the bullpen was completely gassed. I mean, three of their, you know, guys they lean heavily into, you know, were just not going to pitch yesterday. So that made it even more so.
And is this too much? Am I glazing, as the youths would say, if I mention Joe Espada? Like, being in the building, and Figgy, you tell me if I'm wrong here, it felt even more important that he have the perfect finger on the trigger of when to go to various guys in the pen. And because there was just no guys that you felt really great about. As we mentioned, most of your bullpen guys that you trust had thrown at least, 12 pitches in the last three
days.
2 days
in a row sometimes.
Right, some of these guys, two days in a row. Some of these guys pitched last night. And so you looked up and it was like, all right, you got Okert, you got King, you got you have Kimbrel, who I didn't even, when he came out, I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kimbrel goes in that first inning, gets three outs and 11 pitches. And I was like, does he come back out? Maybe you don't want him to sit down and come back up. Okert comes out, and he ends up with guys on base, right? And you're looking at Adolis Garcia in the on-deck circle. Yeah. And at that point, he turns to Brian King, a man who has had some work in the last few days, but goes, I'm going to go to you for the four-out save. And that's exactly the man that needed to be on the mound in that moment. So I did feel good about Joe Espada having his finger on the pulse with the pen right at this moment.
I don't know how much it was finger on the pulse as much as an organizational decision going into the game. Like, we're going to ride you, Christian Javier. We're going to ride that arm as long as we can.
Sure.
Don't let us down. I think going into the game, they knew who was not available. So, like, anything short of a 9-run inning or something, they were going to just stay with him, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I got to circle back around to shout out to the Kansas City Royals for doing something, helping out.
Breaking that 10-game streak.
The three games that you have this weekend, obviously we'll talk more about them tomorrow, they're going to be important on their own right. Like, if you lose or if you get swept in that series, this half-game lead doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, because situating yourself as a half game ahead as opposed to a half game behind or a full game, you know, a game and a half behind is what could have been the case last night. It gives you just a little bit of margin for error. And I feel like that is a phrase that I've used a lot in various different Houston sports contexts over the last month or so. And anything that you can do to widen your margin for these Astros, obviously for these Texans, we'll talk about the Rockets here sooner than I realized. But widening that margin for error is huge. And I think that you did that last night also with the help of the Royals. So, man, I'm super excited. Somebody said I won a three-way for some reason. I hope that you're talking about a tie. Actually, I don't help you. Don't want no three-way. Go win the AL West, please.
Yes.
But yeah.
You won a three-way for it, man.
Also, actually, it's too early for that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Look, I'm being responsible. At least I'm trying to. Coming up next, let's get to talking about these Texans. I want to go back one more time. I know we're supposed to be kind of turning the page, getting ready for this Jags game. However, were the Texans duped? And did we get actual proof of this yesterday? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.